Blog Talk Radio.
Past reflections and future dreams merge two points in time, bringing forth wisdom learned from experiences with new ideas on how this valuable information is available for use today and tomorrow, creating hope which moves to action, promoting new personal objectives. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this November 2nd, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. When looking for me, Estra, make sure to be at official location. Harassment and intimidation attempts will take you false information and false links. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra. My official website is on Blogger under Estra's blog tips. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's blog. On Twitter, at Estra's Blog Tip, at Estra's TV, at Estra's Radio Show. This is your car accident program, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the way that you see it after a car accident. Today's topic will be on you and past reflection, future dreams. Looking back on the past helps to learn from your experiences, along with historical figures, peers, family, and friends. Everyone's history shares life stories, which shares the knowledge which might support your efforts going forward and provide insights. A person injured in a car accident sharing their journey is an education for those who also are placed in this path. Many of these issues have not changed over time. Yet what one sees at the onset and outcome strongly depend on knowledge that you know regarding this process. Taking a close look at past reflections and future dreams helps to decide what this means specifically for you. Also in today's program, personal injury in the news, providing comments on events and holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you, past reflecting and future dreams, and also, last but not least, a discussion on articles related to our topic. Everyone needs a little help in order to make life better. Better outcomes in today's society means having the ability to get and receive information. Things are rapidly changing, and resources are not necessarily as accessible as in the past, especially for poor and ex-middle-class people. Therefore, having networks that can lend a helping hand, sharing experience, or bring relief by learning about what to expect while dealing with auto insurance companies, employers, or long-term disability insurance companies brings understanding and hope into the situation. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in an accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on you and past reflections, future dreams. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook and like us while you're there, or tweet at Estra's Radio Show. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talking About You with Estra, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV. We're coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week includes Daylight Savings Time, ending on November 3rd, 2013. A well-known saying of spring back or fall forward, and you know we're in fall, determines whether you will be sleeping in or rising early. Or in some locations, there'll be no change at all. Participating in Daylight Savings Time gives a little more sunlight to get those daily tasks done, and perhaps add a little more personal activity in a 24-hour time frame. However you choose to spend this extra hour, if lucky enough to have it, means it's all yours. Time and date gives us additional information. Quote, Daylight Savings Time, or which is known as DST, will end in most areas in the United States and Canada at 2 a.m. local standard time on Sunday, November 3rd, 2013. Clocks will fall back 1 hour. Although there have been initiatives to scrap seasonal time changes in some states, there were no alterations in regulations since the beginning of this year's period on March 10th, 2013. Our next notable mention is Guy Fawkes Night in the United Kingdom, November 5th, 2013. And the information comes to us from timeanddate.com. Quote, Guy Fawkes Night is annually held on November 5th. It is sometimes known as Bonfire Night and marks the anniversary of the discovery of a plot organized by Catholic conspirators to blow up the House of Parliament in London in 1605. Many people light bonfires and set off fireworks. The explosives would have been set off when King James I of England and King James VI of Scotland and many parliamentary members were in the building. The conspirators were later arrested, tortured, and executed. Seems like a very high price to pay. Our next notable mention is, and actually it's our last one too, is Election Days in the United States on November 5th, 2013. And I thought Wikipedia did a great job of summarizing the elections. Quote, Election Day in the United States is the day set by laws for the general elections of public officials. It occurs on the day after the first Monday in November. Note that the day after the first Monday does not equal the first Tuesday in a month where the first day is a Tuesday. Okay, that gets confused, doesn't it? The earliest possible date is November 2nd, and the latest possible date is November 8th. For federal offices, which is like the president, vice president, and the United States Congress, election days occur only in even-numbered years. And that's why we're coming up on 2014. And I just must say, it's very important for everyone to get out and vote. I hope the people who realize or saw that their food stamps have been cut twice by Congress, and this is a year to elect some of the Congress people. So please get out and vote in people who are going to protect your interests and not the business of big business. Our country needs to get back into taking care of its people. I think that Obamacare is one of an act that actually does that. But in order for us to really stand up and get our needs met and change it back so that it is for the people and by the people, not for the corporations, by the corporations, then you must vote. And you must vote regardless of the obstacles that you'll have to face to get there. So please, next week, go out and vote. It's very important that you do, and it's very important that you vote in people, not because of a party, but because of the people. Okay, I'm going to go back into the elections in Wikipedia here. It says, quote, Election Day occurs only in even number years for the president, vice president, and Congress, and are held, and for the presidential election is held every 4 years, in years divisible by four, in which electors for the president and vice president are chosen according to the method determined by each state. Okay. Election days occur only in even number years. Presidential elections are held every 4 years. President and vice president are chosen according to the methods determined by each state. Elections to the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate are held every 2 years. The House of Representatives, as you realize, have really put our country, at least from my perspective, into a lot of very harmful situations. Go out on Twitter and do the hashtag #CongressHurtUs. To actually, and it's no spaces between, just Congress hurt us, and see the list that I've been making of all the things that Congress, and particularly the House of Representatives, have done in this term to actually hurt individuals rather than help them. Remember, they were going there to supposedly create jobs and help build the middle class, and if you look at the actions they've taken while in office, it's been anything but that. So if you have someone that that is up for re-election, that's currently in the House of Representatives, and there haven't been doing their job, and that is being for the people, then regardless of their party, make sure that you take them out of your state. Because what you need is somebody who's going to be there for you. That's why you're sending them there. See, all representatives serve 2-year terms and are up for elections every 2 years, while senators serve 6-year terms, staggered so that 1/3 of the senators are elected at any given election cycle. Okay, so I want to say that again. It's actually staggered so that 1/3 of senators are elected in any given general election. General elections in which presidential candidates are not on the ballot are referred to as midterm elections, and that's actually what we're coming up on in 2014 is the midterm. Terms for those elected began in January the following year. The president and vice president are inaugurated or sworn in on Inauguration Day, which is usually January 20th. Many states and local government offices are also elected on Election Day as a matter of convenience and cost savings, although a handful of states hold elections for state offices such as governor during odd number off years and during other even numbered midterm years. I recommend actually going out to Wikipedia, actual link, and looking up elections, and particularly before we get there. I think you'll find it really interesting, and the way in which they wrote this is to understand. Remember to vote in 214. I think we've all learned from this last term that who you vote for can have some very serious repercussions. And unfortunately, this means that people with the least amount of power, that means poor people, ex-middle-class people, middle-class people, people not in that 1% need to cast their vote. Because if you do not do that, and you're discouraged by the behavior of a few, then you're tossing our country away to people who don't respect what this country has been built upon and what it stands for. Now for our personal injury news section this week. And it comes to us from CairoTV.com. And they had some articles where a van had actually exploded in burns in Yum, Washington. I'm not sure if they've actually discovered what was the cause of the explosion of that van. A man and woman were actually in it. So you need to actually be very careful on making sure you keep your car, and we don't know if that's the case in this particular incident, but prepare your car for seasonal changes, because that's typically when some of the most severe things can happen. And it's just amazing that each and every day one gets up, and we all want to assume that it's exactly like the day before, but there's really actually a lot of things that happen that change every single day. It's just that most of us are very fortunate enough that previous day typically looks like a lot of other days. So we wish both the man and the woman hopefully a recovery, if at all possible. It looked like a very significant explosion. The entire van was engulfed in flames, and everything inside and out from the pictures looked like it had been burned up completely. So you can actually go out. We have that link on Facebook if you want to take a look at that. But it's really amazing, the things that you really cannot predict or prepare for. And in my opinion, this is particularly one of them. We wish them and their families well. Things you should know after a car accident. Well, actually, this last week I stumbled upon, I actually do like stumble upon, by the way, so they have some really great things to introduce you to, which are very creative and interesting. So if you haven't actually signed up to participate and join and see a lot of unique things, make sure to go out there and sign up for that. It's stumbleupon.com, and it's one word. The article in which I'm talking about now is from lowerextremesreview.com, and the reason why I selected this article calls it because it demonstrates how things can happen that are unfortunate, but you can take those things and you can move on and be empowered from them. And this is what this actual article brings. So it's like looking at some of the things from a past reflective point of view, but still going on to build a future dream. So it's the title of the article is Taking an Adaptive Path to Active. And it's by Emily Dizel. I'm just going to read a little bit about it. And then there's actually four people, I believe, in this article, and they've all had injuries, and they've had to readjust their lives to adapt to those injuries and to continue on and do very creative things. In fact, let me just go ahead and I'm going to actually read each of the ones, descriptions they have for each one of these. It says, quote, adaptive sport programs offer a fun, social way for people with disabilities to become more physically active and improve their self-image at the same time through pursuits ranging from tranquil fly fishing to intense rock wall climbing. Quote, taking part in adaptive sports can improve the health and well-being of individuals with lower extremity disabilities who are at higher risk than the able-bodied counterparts for a host of disorders. In the U.S., vascular disease is the cause of about 82% of all amputations, and most lower limb amputees have underlying diseases that contribute to poor physical fitness and other comorbidities, including obesity, cardiometabolism disease, diabetes, and mood disorders. A 2011 systematic review published in Sports Medicine reported evidence that sports participation among lower extremity amputees improved cardiovascular function, muscle force, and body mass index, and helped individuals rehabilitate from amputations more quickly than amputees whose rehabilitation programs don't involve sports. End quote. I just want to make a comment here. Chronic pain or physical pain, even emotional pain, for any reason. We're currently talking about car accidents, but there are vast ways many people can be injured or hurt. Therefore, being able to move beyond them in ways that improve life, including what's recommended in this article, can help people to overcome some of those obstacles. Just knowing that there are supportive people out there who are willing to do that, and that you do have opportunities. Will it be easy to get overcome? Most things aren't necessarily easy. They're more like one step at a time. And sometimes you just can't jump off the cliff. Sometimes you have to take one step at a time. It's just taking the step outdoors. Sometimes it's just maybe listening to music. It's just moving forward one small step at a time, because that's how you get there. But most people, it's just one step at a time. So whatever your dream is, don't give it up. Don't let past sufferings, pain and suffering, or losses stop you from going out there and pursuing that dream. Many people have found creative ways to do so many things, and our technology today is an asset in being able to learn those things. I'm going to pull out a couple more things in this article. Participants reported feeling stigmatized and stereotyped as devalued and incapable. People expect less of you mentally and physically is a representative statement from the interviews. They reported, however, adaptive sports provided opportunities to build social networks and experiences when they often what they often termed freedom. Freedom from the negative aspects of disability and freedom to participate more fully in new activities. End quote. And I just want to stop here for just a moment, because this also include people who are disabled in the workforce and the false perception. And I think it's really great that our society is trying to move beyond a lot of stereotypical perceptions of people of color, seniors, people with injuries and disabilities physically and mentally. The stereotype Hollywood puts out against mental people will change, so people will actually be more accepting with people with disabilities physically, mentally, or whatever the case may be. Because, I mean, in all areas you can find people with a lack of something. And it's not that that makes who you are. It's your whole skill set. And it's great that this is an activity that people can be able to be moving forward. So realize you don't have to internalize all of those things that people say about you or how they perceive you. If you start to internalize how other people perceive you, you're going to miss out so much on yourself. Make sure to stop and say, hold it. That is not who I am. This is where I am at a point in time, but I'm going to move forward. And I'm not going to listen to anyone who says I cannot create a dream that I love. I'm going to try because I'm here for a purpose, and I need to find that, and I need to move toward it. So, okay, I'm going to read this one more section, but the link is out on Estra's Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. It's definitely worth the read, and I think it's also posted on my Twitter account. Quote, a survey of 1,108 disabled adults found that 50%, or 50.7%, who reported being physically active more than four times a month were more likely to compare their fitness favorably with normal able persons, report greater life satisfaction and feelings of independence and strength, have a strong support network, look forward to the rest of their lives, and be employed and advance in their jobs. So, end quote. So in essence, it's saying to me, this is really about opportunity. Anyone who has the opportunity to move forward in their life feels better about their lives. Sometimes doors will open, and you'll be able to walk through those doors and find that opportunity. Sometimes you have to create that opportunity by thinking in terms of perhaps that's not conventional in ways of thinking. The main thing is what I always say is never give up, focus on you, and keep moving forward. Everyone has positive and negative experiences in their lives. The joy can be exhilarating, while the hurt can be traumatizing. No matter where you find yourself on the scale of positive extremes, learning is the output on both ends. On the negative side, one extends the line where one can endure suffering. On the other side, which is positive, a gift of enjoyment can far exceed your expectations. The journey of life brings the unexpected, some pleasant, some painful. Perspectively speaking, the key becomes incorporating all learning into a future dream tool, which helps make moving forward a reality. By pointing towards the direction dreams come true, a new energy emerges, shaping and molding a way to become a new way of life. This new dream is created with only a wisdom you can bring to the endeavor. Choosing to make this situation right for you demands remembering why this dream is meant for you. It really is about you and where you want to take it. One can take hold of the whole path, bundle them into something that provides hope, peace, comfort, along with the knowledge of being an overcomer. Take the dream of overcoming, turn them into reality. Take the dreams of overcoming, turn them into reality, one idea, one step at a time. Remember, it is only the progress that counts. The other is just the efforts to get there. You matter, and dreams matter. Focus. Focus on the things valuable in your life and move towards it a little every day. Finally, when it's all said and done, past reflections and future dreams will have brought your life into a place that holds value and meaning to yourself and your dreams. You can make it. Overcoming obstacles is just part of life, a life worth living and chasing your future. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.